Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to Luke chapter 12, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for another day where we can open up your Word and seek to know you and love you and follow you. We do pray, Father, that you would give us understanding in your Word by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke 12, starting at verse 4. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not even one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. Yesterday we spoke about hypocrisy. And hypocrisy, in a sense, comes from the fear of man. It's not the normal type of fear, but it is a type of fear. It is a fear of what men think of you. And so you act a certain way because you fear that man won't approve or man won't like or many other things. But fear of man is at the root of the problem. And so Jesus addresses, on the one hand, the fear of man that would lead you to hypocrisy. And now he addresses a different type of fear of man, the fear of men's opposition to you, which would lead to persecution. Jesus has already said earlier, blessed is the one who is persecuted. Blessed are you when they persecute you. And now he addresses that again, in a sense. But he isn't so much thinking about the blessedness of being persecuted as much as how to live in the midst of a world which hates the people of God. And Jesus says, I tell you who not to fear, I tell you who to fear, and I tell you why. So firstly, he says, don't fear those who can kill your body. But that's all they can do. You see, we often get very afraid of individuals, don't we? We're afraid of the people around us, and it affects our behaviour. Yes, in one sense, it leads to hypocrisy, or it leads not to living for Christ or honouring Christ in our lives. It tempts us to reject the things of the Lord because we're afraid of what work colleagues or family members or other people around us might think of us and say of us. Now, in some contexts, this is a lot more real than what many of us face in the West. We can think of the situation in Nigeria, where hundreds and thousands of Christians are killed every single year because they love Jesus Christ. And Jesus says to them, and even more so to us who don't face that, don't be afraid of men. Fear them not. Don't fear them. Why? Because at the end of the day, they can't really do any lasting damage to you. Yes, they can take your life away. But they can't take your life away, if you get what I mean. They can take your physical life away, but that's all they can do. They can hurt you. They can pillage your property. They can kill you. But that's as far as they reach. They cannot reach beyond the grave. And so Jesus says, don't fear them. Their range is so limited. But fear God. Why should we fear God? Because God doesn't just have the power to take a life physically. He counts the day of the death of every one of his creatures. He doesn't just have the power to do that, but as Jesus says, fear him who after he has killed has authority to cast into hell. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, who is Jesus referring to? Who is the one who has the authority to cast into hell? Well, we remember, don't we, that judgment is given to Jesus. That Jesus is the one who will sit upon the throne in the days to come from the earthly perspective in the time of Jesus. That right now Jesus is the one sitting upon the throne of God, and unto him has been given the right to judge the living and the dead. Jesus is speaking about himself. He says to his disciples, don't fear the Pharisees, don't fear the Sadducees, fear me. For I'm the only one with the authority to raise up and to kill, to give life and to take it, to give eternal life or to give eternal damnation. You want to know who to fear? Jesus says, fear the Son of Man. Because a day is coming when the Son of Man will return on the clouds with glory and with his angels. And he will separate the sheep and the goat, one to the left and one to the right. And the sheep will dwell with me forever, but the goats will go away to eternal darkness, away from the presence of the Lord. He's the one you should fear. But then he provides this great comfort and motivation to having a correct fear. He says, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, of men, that is. You are of more value than many sparrows. We remember, don't we, that Jesus is talking to men who will give up their lives for the sake of Christ and the gospel. And he says to them, don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't be afraid of these people around you. Because the same power that tenderly cares for the sparrow worth almost nothing, and the same power that causes your hair follicle to produce hair and knows the number of them, is at work preserving your life. And so in Psalm 121, the psalmist would say, he will keep you from all evil. And in years to come, Paul would write that God would work all things together for the good of his people. In other words, whatever happens to you in this life, my dear disciples, is under the sovereign, caring control of God. So fix your eyes not upon this life, not upon this world, not upon your enemies, but fix your eyes upon God, upon your Father in heaven, who tenderly cares for you. And it reminds us, doesn't it, of the words that he taught them to pray. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. Father, care for us. For your glory, we pray. And that's the motivation. The motivation's not we're strong enough, or we're powerful enough, or we're clever enough. The motivation is, I have a Father in heaven who loves me. So when you're doubting, when you're struggling, when you're tempted to despair or give in, look to the love of the Father. He will sustain you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we pray that you'd help us not to fear those around us, but to fear Christ. And to look to your love as the great comfort among all of our sorrows. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.